Our text for this morning is Psalm 116, verses 10 through 11. I believe, therefore I spoke, I'm greatly afflicted. I said in my haste, all men are liars. In whom do you place trust? When I assign speeches or papers that require research, I explain how sources vary greatly in their reliability. At one end of the spectrum is a web page by someone with no credentials about the topic that they post about, or even an anonymous Reddit post. At the other end of the spectrum is usually what is considered the gold standard for reliability, peer-reviewed academic sources. These are articles by scholars in the field that have been read and reviewed by other scholars in the field and deemed to be accurate. However, as a recent series by the podcast Freakonomics has shown, there's also fraud in academic publishing. Famous behavioral psychologists have been accused of faking their results, and last year over 10,000 papers had to be retracted. One could conclude, along with the psalmist here, that all men are liars. But of course, we don't need studies of academic fraud to understand this idea. I'm sure most of us at one point or the other have said or felt in frustration, everyone is a liar, or asked, doesn't anybody tell the truth? Similarly, all of us have gone through some sort of pain and trouble and thought or said, along with the psalmist, I'm greatly afflicted. These two statements from our text, though, which come from the middle of Psalm 116, are more than just short summaries of our feelings. Rather, they reflect great truths from the Bible, which provide us the ultimate comfort. This morning, then, we'll focus on how God's truth provides the end to all suffering and the triumph over all adversity. Psalm 116 may be familiar to some of us because Pastor Tiefel covered it a few weeks ago in his Bible class series on the Psalms. As he mentioned, this is one of the Psalms of the Passover, perhaps read or sung after the meal. The Passover, of course, celebrated God's miraculous rescue and deliverance of his chosen people, the Jews, from Egypt. It's interesting to note, then, that this psalm, which is meant to help a people remember God's mercy, at first focuses on the deliverance of an individual from the brink of death. The psalm begins with the declaration, I love the Lord because he has heard my voice and my supplications. Because he has inclined his ear to me, therefore I will call upon him as long as I live. Note the simple logic here. I love the Lord because he has listened to me. He has bent down from heaven to listen to the needs of a humble, earthbound individual. He listens to and cares for us. Not only do we often feel that everyone is a liar and that we are afflicted, but also that nobody listens to us. Our parents don't seem to care about the problems we have or too quickly take the sides of our teachers or coaches or even our siblings. Our friends or peers seem unable to relate to the particular struggles that we are having. They don't know what it's like to struggle in school. They don't understand what it's like to want to succeed in extracurricular activities and not be able to, no matter how hard you try. They don't know how lonely or misunderstood we feel, how embarrassed we are when we try to fit in but just seem to embarrass ourselves further. They may say they care or understand or want to help us, but we feel all people are liars. What is the truth then? Where can we find this truth? We know that the truth is found in God's action in the fulfillment of his promises. He promised to preserve the children of Israel and deliver them from Egypt to the promised land. More importantly, he promised to send a savior from this people to deliver the world from sin, and he did so in the person of Jesus. It's striking that in this psalm, that the afflictions the Lord delivers the speaker from are the pains of death and his soul from death itself. God has heard and solved our problems, and specifically has solved our biggest problem, death. We no longer have to worry when our life on earth ends because we'll go to heaven. Because of the suffering, death, and resurrection of Christ, we are spared the eternal sufferings and pain of hell and granted a glorious eternity in heaven. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." That is all we really need to know about the truth. Jesus saved us, and through him we have eternal life. And the God that sent his Son to save us to bring eternal life is our Father, whom we can ask for anything, including help with all those troubles and afflictions that derive from life in a sinful world. What a relief. As this psalm demonstrates, the truth that comes from God is the only truth that we can trust. This is the truth that sets us free from sin and death. The truth is that we cannot do anything to bring about our salvation. God has done it all for us. The psalmist asks, "What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits towards me? I will take up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord." We can never repay God for everything he has done for us, but we do have the pleasure of worshiping him, serving him, and sharing that wonderful message of salvation. As Paul writes in 2 Corinthians, "Since we have that same spirit of faith according to what is written, 'I believe and therefore I spoke,' we also believe and therefore speak, knowing that he who raised up the Lord Jesus will also raise us up with Jesus and will present us with you." Near the end of the psalmist declares, "O Lord, truly I am your servant. You have loosed my bonds." Having been freed from sin by God, we have the freedom and the pleasure to serve him. It's interesting that Psalm 116 is likely one of the psalms that was recited on Maundy Thursday, when Jesus celebrated the Passover with his disciples. As we heard in Prof. Kranz's chapel yesterday, Jesus became a servant that night as he washed the feet of his disciples. We too, as followers of Christ, desire to be led by the Spirit to serve others as well. But of course, Christ's greatest act as servant was his coming to suffer and die for our sins. While we can be frustrated when it seems like everyone lies or that we are afflicted by the sins and troubles of life, we can take comfort in the truth of God's word and the promise of salvation that we see fulfilled throughout the Bible. We'll close with hymn 433, verses 1, 5, and 6. 433, 1, 5, and 6.
Jesus, my truth, my way, my Jesus.